Aber
wir müssen. The Rambam writes in his commentary, in a way, this is the most important parasha because it's the only time in the Torah talks about Mashiach. This is not a place in the Rambam, the Torah hints about Mashiach. But they say clearly Mashiach will come in this is parasha. This parasha, the Zohar is very busy with preparation for Mashiach. And actually, the Gemara tells us a statement that Moshe wrote the Torah and wrote Parashat Balak. Chachamim ask, of course, part of the Torah is Parashat Balak. No, but Parashat Balak is different. Preparation of Mashiach always comes before Shivasa v'Tammuz. Always. And it's just the preparation for the Geula. As the Zohar says, that Chas v'Shalom to think the Torah tells you a story, or Hashem did something for nothing. And this week's parsha, this is the role model of something that we know that Hashem did, and what is the purpose. You may say the hero of this week's parsha is the donkey. The Gemara says Hashem made this donkey, the Mishnah says Hashem made this donkey Friday afternoon by twilight. The donkey is 3,000 years old, and in this parasha he will talk. And if we start with the conversation, let the Torah says that Bilam was hired by Balak to curse Am Israel, and now he's going to curse Am Israel. So he has the donkey. The information that we have about this donkey is the mother of the donkey of Mashiach. As the Gemara says, we really don't want Mashiach to come on a donkey. We would like to come, we would like him to come on the cloud to get Moshe Rabbeinu. If Chas v'Shalom will not be on the right state, on the right level, then he'll come on the donkey. So this donkey female is the mother of the donkey of Mashiach. The donkey of Mashiach already was used by Avraham Avinu to go to Akedat Yitzchak, then was used by Moshe Rabbeinu to go down to Egypt, and then disappeared. Yaakov Avinu took this donkey, the female donkey, to Egypt. When Yaakov died, it's not clearly when, but Bilam got it. And this is the donkey that he has. Let's take permission about the donkey. Again, was created on the first Friday by twilight. And the commissioner said, on that Friday, Hashem decided this donkey should speak. It's called Piaton. So the story is that Bilam takes this donkey, he rides on the donkey, he takes two people with him, two children maybe, sounds like, and he's going to curse on Israel. He goes, he's ready to come. And finally he goes after Hashem gave him semi-permission, maybe yes, maybe not, he's going. Hashem doesn't like it that he goes. Hashem sent an angel, if we may say, to stop him or do something for him to regret going. Because at the end of the day, he's going to die because of that mission. So Torah says that he goes on the donkey, and all of a sudden the donkey gets off the highway. And the donkey goes to a field. Again, the Zohar says, don't take it for granted. Torah doesn't tell you the story. Who cares where the donkey went or didn't go? I don't have to know the story of the donkey anyway. The story is that Bilam is going to curse. But I don't know anything about his journey. So the Torah says that Bilam hit the donkey with a whip. She goes back on the highway. And the story is, the Torah says, because it's an angel. God is the angel of mercy that wants him to really wants him to go back and not to go. But he doesn't get a message, he doesn't see the angel. So he doesn't know why the donkey went off the highway, went to the field. So after here, she goes back on the highway. And again, the angel stands in front of the donkey. And now she walks next to a vineyard, and there is a wall over there. and she squeezes Bilam's foot. Again here, and again she continues walking. And then the angel stands again, and then she parked on the highway. She parked on the highway, the Bilam has a stick, and he hit her. At that moment, the Torah says, you know the story? Hmm? Where is the donkey now, you know? Where is this donkey now, you know? It's going to find out. So, that moment, the donkey opened up its mouth, her mouth. And she says, why are you hitting me? Excuse me, if you know how to speak Hebrew, you know I'm hitting you. You're in the middle of the highway. Why are you asking this question? And then she should tell him, listen, I can't walk. There's a stop sign. There's an angel over here with a sword in front of me. Instead to explain herself, she says like this, I want to ask you something in the text. Did I ever do such a thing to you? You know how many years you're riding on me? Excuse me. What is this answer? Dixon America is always the first time. What are you talking about? Did you ever park on the highway? Did you ever get off the highway and go to the field? What question is this? Are you asking me? You're giving me history? A bit of clean bill. Listen, you're in the middle of the highway. A car can come and kill you now. I'm in the middle of the highway. I'm going now to Balak. Instead, that's what she says. So Bilam doesn't get the message. He says, listen, if I would have a sword, I would have killed you. You kill me? Why would you kill me? You're in the middle of the highway. Why are you going to kill me? How are you going to go? Yes, but some people with him. Conversation in the Torah. A dialogue between the donkey and Bilam. So then, at that moment, the angel revealed himself in front of Bilam. He asked him, why do you hit the donkey? Excuse me, who are you? He saw it, it must be an angel or something, he realized. So if you're an angel, why are you asking him why he hit the donkey? What do you mean? What are you supposed to do now? I'm in the middle of the highway. She popped on the highway. I said, why did you hit her three times? Three times? You know why I hit her three times? Three times in the middle of the highway. I don't understand what's your question. Listen, I would have killed you right now. You killed me for what? Because I hit a donkey? Why not hit a donkey? Why? If a donkey stops walking and parked in the middle of the highway, where are you supposed to go? Hello? I say, honey. Please, this is the middle of the highway, it's dangerous. We have to go someplace. Oh, you hit her? Of course, it's not that just to hit a donkey. This whole Sabbath, the Gemara says it's a sin, Shono says it's a sin. You have a pet or you have an animal, you want it to ride fast. You give a hit, it's a major sin. It's a major sin. But you don't get killed for that. If you hit a donkey, even for no reason, you don't get killed. But if you hit a donkey, they hit the donkey for the dinky, for the reason, you get killed? The angel said, I'm going to kill you. I said, why are you going to kill me? Why did you hit a donkey? I don't understand what you're saying to me. He says, I'm an angel, and I'm here. He said, okay, nice meeting you. And I'm here to stop you going. Oh, yeah? Okay, fine. You want me to go back? In the conversation, in the Torah, in the text. He says, no, you want to go? He says, so what's the whole idea? Why do you do the whole thing? What's the whole story with the donkey? So-called Hashem made it. Hashem told the angels to stand over there to stop the donkey. And she's got off the highway. She squeezed Bilam's foot. And now she's parked on the middle of the street. I said, what's the whole story? And Zohar, Rabbi Chaim Ha'Ochai, is furious about people just read the Torah for granted like this story. And finally, the Torah continues. Finally, Bilam gets to the destination, he meets Balak. He says, okay. So Balak says, okay, let me take you someplace you can see them. And so Balak says, you know what? Go build 7 altars and bring 14 animals and slaughter it and sacrifice on the altars. And I'm going to go see. Maybe Hashem is going to put something in my mouth. So He goes, he comes back, says, Barak said, okay, so what does Hashem said? Okay, let me tell you something. Instead of a curse, a so-called blessing is coming. So what do you say? As Bilam said, this came Rosh Tzurim, I don't know. I see, you see, that I see that they have good roots. See Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. I see Yaakov Mabino doesn't care about anybody. He goes, gives lectures. The whole world is against him. Doesn't mean anything. He says, let me tell you something. Hashem will not regret it. Okay. Finish the sentence. Balak said, what did you do? I asked you to curse. He said, what should I do? He told me to go. And I went and we sacrificed. And that's what Hashem said. So, okay, let's try again. Okay, let's try again. So again, he goes, he comes back. He says, Hashem did something. Yeah. Hashem said, what does Hashem say now? Hashem told me to say like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look at the sins of the people. Lo yibit avem b'Yaakov, lo ramah b'Israel. You know, that's the sentence we say in Rosh Hashanah. And it says, Hashem doesn't look at the sins. Hashem looks away from the sins. You know why? Because they get up early in the morning, nets, and they put tefillin, they put tzitzit on, and Hashem doesn't look at the sins. Okay? Finish the sentence, small thing. Barak said, again? I said, I asked you to curse. I can't curse, I told you. Let me go again. Okay, go, I'll take you another place. Okay, another place. So the Torah says, the Gemara, that Bilam wants to make Hashem upset at Am Yisrael. How do you do it? The Gemara says that Bilam knew the minute Hashem gets upset. That moment, maybe Moshe did not know. Bilam is the same level as Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Gemara says, Bilam knows certain things that Moshe doesn't know. For example, the Gemara says, Moshe doesn't know who he's talking to him. He knows Hashem, but it's Hashem he hears. But he doesn't know what it is exactly. He doesn't know. It's like AI, you know what AI means? You know AI? Yeah. Me too, personally. Bilam knows exactly what Hashem is. He has more things. He can get HaKadosh Baruch Hu to speak to him anytime he wants. Moshe not. He has three things that Moshe doesn't have. Anytime he wants to call Hashem, Hashem answers him. On the top, on the minute. Says Moshe did not, the way the Gemara says, Moshe did not have it. This is how great a person is. I said, let me tell you something. I'm going now to remind Hashem something about the golden calf. And Hashem is going to be furious. And then I'm going to tell Hashem, no, golden calf. Destroy Am Yisrael. And then he comes back. So, Balak asks him, so? He said, look, I don't know. I don't know to tell you. I see all the tents over here. And I see all Am Yisrael. Again, he says, they get up in the morning, they pray, I can't. So Balak clapped his hands and said, what did you do? Three times. He tells him, just get out of there. So Balak said, one second, before I leave, I want to give it, you know, the State of the Union. I says, well, what do you want to say? Mashiach's coming. He said, bye. That's Parshat Balak. He said, what's the secret over here? What's the secret? So the Gemara tells us few statements, very so-called disturbing. The Gemara says the donkey told him, listen, why do you hate me? You're riding on me, and by the way, you got married to me. And we got married. It's somebody telling him this. And Chaim asked, what? He married to a donkey. So Hashem speaks to him? This low-life person? How can it be? The lowest of the lowest. He is as big as Moshe Rabbeinu. He calls Hashem, Hashem speaks to him, and his wife is a donkey. He says, why did you get married to a donkey? What's the secret over here? What's the secret? This is donkey of the Mashiach. The mother of the Mashiach. Donkey, so the mother of the donkey of the Mashiach. So the Gemara says like this. The laws of Hashem of the Torah applies on universe. I don't want to talk about it too much, but the Torah was given here on earth. If somebody goes on a plane, it's not 100% obligation to pray over them. You can do bad things, but you're not on earth. The Gemara says, I want to tell you something. The Gemara tells us, Chachamim, they were hungry. They said certain things. There's a called Book of Creation that Yaakov Avinu wrote. I'm sorry, Avraham Avinu wrote Book of Creation. But there it says, if you want something, you have it. I said, Baba Sali went someplace. I was in Morocco, was no water. I said, there's no water? I'll give you water. 1, 2, 3, water came out of the ground. All the Tzali came. They know certain names. You say these certain names, something being accomplished. So it's based on the Gemara, of course, based on the Zohar. And it's not hard to do it. It's a book of creation. If you know the book well, you can do everything. It's dangerous. It's dangerous to do such things. It's called Kabbalah Ma'asid. But the Gemara says, Chachamim were hungry. So it says certain things. So an animal came from Shammayim. Animal comes from Shammayim, you don't have to slaughter this animal. You don't have to slaughter, you don't have to salt it, nothing. Because it's like you're eating air. Because the animals that we have over here came from the ground. The animal come from Shammayim doesn't have the laws. The laws of the Torah do not apply on that creature. Because that creature is a spiritual creature. You think you're eating, but it's not. It's just an illusion. The meat is not meat. So you know, that's the halacha. Rabbim say this is the animal that Yosef saw the brothers eat without waiting to the animal to die completely, and they took some pieces and ate. But let us say this animal, they made it, the brothers made it. Made it from Shammayim. It's different. There's a lot of stories like this. This female donkey was not made from the ground. She made it. So it's a different state, a different laws. It's like Hashem made it the first Friday. And this animal is not an animal. The laws of the Torah about animals don't apply to that animal. But that animal will have a son, as the donkey of the Mashiach. Okay, donkey of the Mashiach, we know Avram had it, and then Moshe had it and disappeared. Okay, so now Yaakov took this female donkey to Egypt. And one day she'll have a baby, the Mashiach. Okay. So Moshe arrived in Egypt, but then sent the donkey back with Tzipor, and the donkey's not here. He has it. Bilam has it. Why do you have it? He's going to prevent from dead donkey to have a baby. How do you prevent it? This is the halacha, the Gemara says. If somebody marries an animal, the animal will not have children anymore. That's the story. That's what he wants, nothing. That's what Mashiach. The man says he's one of the advisors of power. He was. To kill all the Jewish babies. So that's what he wants. Okay. So that he keeps this donkey. He goes to curse on Israel. And that's how the story goes. The angel comes, he doesn't need the donkey. Go. They say he doesn't want him to go. Okay. She goes to the field. Soon you know why she goes to the field. He hits her. Again, she goes on the highway, she squeezes his foot. Again, he hits her. And then she goes to the park on the highway, he hits her. Then the donkey opens the mouth and says, why do you hit me? I says, excuse me? Don't you know why I hit you? You have no right to hit me, it doesn't matter what I do to you. That's the message. So she made this donkey on twilight. You have to have respect for every creature, and especially to me, because You married me, right? You always write to me? So often? Listen, too bad, you can't hit me. Says the Gemara, Mechabda, I told me before. Gemara says you have to respect your wife more than respect yourself. Oh, how about you before? You have to love your wife the way you, same way you love yourself. But you have to respect your wife more than you respect yourself. How did you dare hit my wife? Your wife. That's what Anki tells him. Forget about this angel, no angel. Who cares about angel? Why did you hit me? And that Bilam says, I would have killed you. He says, what's wrong with you? You kill your wife? Why? Why you kill your wife? Why you kill your wife? And then the angel comes and asks him, why do you hate her? I said, you know why I hate her? No, no, no. You don't get it? You have no right to hate her. You don't understand what I'm saying? I'm talking to you. That's the message. It's the Torah. I want to understand the Gemara says. The Cheretz Katma Torah. And it says, here, we're going to go towards Mashiach. He is going to reveal the secret of Mashiach, but he is going to reveal to us the path that Mashiach is going to come. The path we will be able to see Mashiach. We will be eligible to see Mashiach. We will be on the level. What's the level? Tell you what the level is. First thing, respect. Appreciation and respect, that's number one. And of course, this is to correct the sin of Adam HaRishon, that how the whole thing downfall was. And Hashem asked him, did you eat? He said, my wife. He said, oh, that's your problem. Not a problem, you ate from the tree. You're not a problem. Because Hashem knew you ate from the tree. Hashem wanted to hear from you. What is what you have in mind now that you ate from the tree? You blame your wife? That's not appreciate Hashem and no respect for your wife. That's your problem in life. That's your problem. That's the downfall of this world. Disrespect, disappreciation, no appreciation. That's your problem. Especially in the house, between a husband and a wife. It's your fault, Mr. Husband. It's your fault all the time. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You should never raise your hand on your wife. You should never push your wife. And she should never do something to her. Disrespect to her. Never. Respect her more than you respect yourself. Then to ask, okay, fine. So that's the message. And of course, the message is that Bilam is going now. He continues to do what he did in Egypt. He was one of the three advisors to advise power to kill all the Jewish babies. And that was the whole message. Okay, so now you go. He goes, the Torah says, okay, let me tell you exactly what's going to happen. And so he's going to get there, he's going to try to curse. And he says, you can curse. You know why? Because of Avraham Avinu. Where have I been? What do you know about it? He's not afraid to say he's a Jewish, declare Judaism, protest Judaism, against the world. Hashem is not going to do anything to him. Forget about it. Next one. Next time he tries, tell him no. Hashem doesn't look at the sins of the people. He's never going to hurt him. He says, why? Hashem gets angry. Doesn't matter. They get up on it, they get up early, they put tefillin, tzitzit. Did it? Forget about it. Okay, let me try again. Let me try to remind the Kaddish Baruch Hu about the golden calf. Okay? And he knows that the minute Hashem gets angry, nobody else knows. And then he says, okay, what shall I say? He says, I can't say nothing. I see the tents, they learn Torah. I see the tents, they sing to Hashem, they pray to Hashem. Can you not? Again, the praying. Okay. Then Barak clapped his hands and said, what? He said, listen, the State of the Union, Mashiach is going to come. I said, what? Because those are the conditions, the directions, and the guidance for us to have Mashiach. You want to see Mashiach? This is Parshat Barak. And let's, throughout the Gemara continues. It says, Yitzhak Avinu, the Gemara, the Torah says, the Gemara explained, he calls Beit HaMikdash a field, Sadeh. He says, what is it all about? I call it Sadeh. The Gemara says, a person has to feel he is like Sadeh, like he's in the desert. What do you do? What do you do when you're Sadeh? The plow. You have to feel all the time, somebody's going to plow me. I don't care. Let them plow me. The Rambam writes in his commentary, in his explanation of the Mishnah, משנה סז, אני יודע לך, חמים סז. מאוד מאוד הווה שפל רוח. He says, you have to try very, very much to be down to earth. So the Rambam writes in his commentary, you know how far you have to be down. How far? The Rambam writes in his commentary, it was a true story. The Rambam writes in a true story. That somebody was in a ship. It was a real Mekul in America, Levach. He had no place to eat in cabin. He couldn't find himself, couldn't pay for a spot. So he slept and dwelled next to the packages, on the side of the packages. And one person, says Rambam, had to go to the bathroom. He said he wants to go over there. The guy is over there. He's lying next to all the packages, on the ship, on the boat. And he went to the bathroom with him. And the guy, after he died, the guy left, he said, that's my best day of my life. Could have screamed to the guy, he said, sir, what are you doing? Shame on you. He says, kept his mouth shut. Accept this thing on him with happiness. I am nobody. I'm nobody. Who shall I tell the guy? Don't do it. This Gemara says, person is to feel. Person should put himself in a situation, he is like a desert, he is like a field, nothing. Let's say Torah paints Yitzchak Avinu's personality. Yet his slaves went and dug somewhere else in Avimelech, servants, slaves came back and took it away from them. Yitzchak said nothing, he moved. Why he moved? Why, you have no right to do it. I dug it. No. Tell you nothing. Not only that. Then we made him to visit him. But he doesn't say nothing. He doesn't say nothing. Really, ask him a question. It's the message of the donkey. Do you want to go to Mashiach? That's the preparation of Mashiach. Then the second episode. She goes off the highway, she goes through a vineyard. She squeezes Bilam's foot. Says the Gemara, where is it? Says there's a fence over here. I said, what fence? What fence? I says, that's the fence that Lavan made between him and Yaakov. The border was the border. That Lavan should not go and do something to Yaakov's children. I says, does that fence what it is? Is to remind you about Lavan. So what happened? What's the story that happened? So Lavan chased Yaakov and he came and he met Yaakov and he tells Yaakov, what did you do? You stole my children, you stole my daughters, and why did you do that? And this. And the Torah says in the text, Yaakov said to you, Lavan, what did I do? I'm sorry, 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 sorry. Says the Gemara, the humbleness of Yaakov, but not answering his father-in-law, the thief, the liar, is more important than Torah. The Gemara says. Yafe anvetunan shel avot mitoratan shel banim. And that's what Hashem says. Hashem says, ki chesed chafatzti v'lo zevach. Hashem says, I don't need sacrifice. I don't need you to pray for me. I want you to do kindness. That's what I want from you. I want kindness. No. I tell you about the kindness. Kindness, I just told you what kindness is. Accept everything. Somebody's going to plow you. You feel somebody's going to embarrass you, he's going to tell you, and he's wrong 100%. This is Jacob Wien. That's what we're coming. The third episode. This is about he parked on the animal park on the street. And it says, person has so-called to be ready to be on the street by himself. It's Avraham Avinu. It says, Rambam, if you live in a society that the people don't do the right thing, says Rambam in his book, it's the same book, he says, Olo Alachot, it says, they better move. He says, can't dwell around these people. By yourself, like Avraham Avinu, you have to be. I said, I'm not going to heaven. I'm on the street by myself. He said, listen, it's dangerous. Rabin is by himself. That's the secret of Mashiach. And that's the Rambam. You should know Mashiach is coming. Yeah, how do you know? Torah says, who says it? Bilam says it. And so Torah writes the story about Bilam. Nah. And so writes the story about the female donkey. Nah. The statement, the last statement about Mashiach, that's what Hashem wants you to understand. That's what Zohar says. Hashem doesn't want you to know the story. Female donkey speaks. Who cares if she speaks or not? You get the message what she said. And what she did, and says then the statement of Bilam, and says it's always before Shabbat Sabbatamos for us to know exactly what Hashem wants us to do in order to have this coming Sunday, Chag Yom Tov, Rabbi Bilam.
Thank you very much.